Testing, testing, mic check 1, 2. Testing with Mamo at Fort Totten Park with wind, mountain, hill, king of the world, I mean top of the hill.
September 13, 2020.
Wind hearing. Can you also hear the meditative music recommended by Mamo Mireya Moreira? Okay, I'm going to currently continue now talking and discussing a primary food which was very important for me to maintain, which I had to think outside the box prior to my resignation and recovery time after my back injury and ankle. And this is covering one primary food, which is physical activity. Anything that gets your body moving is physical activity. From walking, biking, dancing, swimming. Movement. Movement is an effective way to improve your mental and emotional health. Because when we exercise, we release feel-good chemicals that can ease depression and anxiety. Exercise also reduces stress and tension. It increases longevity and reduces the risk of heart problems. Prioritizing physical activity is an act of self-love and self-care. By exercising, you are giving yourself the gift of energy, focus, and strength. Our needs to exercise are extremely individual, and they can change and evolve over time. Example, high stress at work, you may want to incorporate yoga or to run to feel refreshed and focused. Questions? Physical activity to me is body movement. Hopefully with the result of some sweat, increased heart rate, or pump from muscles. Excuse me. Now, there is also a bio-individuality of exercise. And it is just having the conversation of physical activity that can be tremendously helpful. So this is just a reminder. By the way, you've been listening to Tools for Life with TC, and I am also with Mireya Moreira, aka Mamo, who is eyes and ears and providing this background music for our meditative, relaxing state. Continuing. Exercise as medicine. Move every single day of your life. Even being inactive affects mood and mind. Women are 4 times more likely. Wow. As guys to tear their ACL. Did not know that. That's why I paused. Take the medicine of exercise. Start by exercising 30 minutes a day. That's one example. Or just burning calories while cruising around in everyday life. It's up to you. As a health coach, we have to do things for the first time often. I've had to, for example, for myself, I've had to figure out what to do to heal myself. And I had to rent out an inversion table and make it a daily routine for myself to use it every morning and night in order to heal my body. I had to go through a lot of judgment and criticism while walking with a stick. And a lot of negative feedback. So it was also a way to maintain my mental strength. Days that I had to walk on my knees, to reduce the pressure of my back and off my ankle. Days I had to use exercises laying down. Your posture not only affects how others perceive you, but also shows how you perceive yourself. If you make yourself powerful and big, you will look and feel like that. So this is something I also had to focus on, because posture is very key. It's a foundational, it's a foundation that's important for our bodies, because if we do not maintain good posture, then we're not being in correct the form of what our body needs to be at. And this also involves being in specific forms when doing specific movements. And keeping correct postures is another important detail. Anywho, I'm going to stop at this. It's a reminder, this is Tools for Life with TC. I hope some of this was soothing or helpful, as my point is to inspire and motivate, calm, relax, de-stress, etc., for it to even guide you. Anywho, Godspeed, and until next time.